There was the time Neil Brown and I put the car bomb in Al Balan's VW van, and I feel almost embarrassed. And the more I thought about it at the time, the worse it was, because Al works very hard, and we used to be able to give him a manuscript late in the day, and he'd come in the next morning and he had read it at night. But one spring, Neil Brown and I had a bunch of car bombs. You know, I don't know if you guys know what these are, because they're illegal nowadays. But you go in and put this car bomb across the spark plug leads of someone's car, and when they turn on the ignition, this long whistle comes off, and followed by a bang, you know, and smoke. We got three of these for a dollar, I think. So we used one of them on an Indian, a very obnoxious young faculty member from India, and we got a lot of pleasure out of that. We used another one on Tom Berkey, but then we had another one left over, and April 1st came around, and things got the better of us. And so Neil Brown parked his, back in the old institute, there was a muddy parking lot out beside the building, and Neil parked his pickup truck with a camper top right opposite where Al's VW van was parked. Neil had this cheap East German 35 millimeter camera, which didn't work, so we don't have this recorded on film. But we put the car bomb in Al's car, and we waited and waited and waited, and of course Al's in there working, and around 6 o'clock at night he trudges out this great big heavy briefcase, because of work he's going to do for us at night. And he gets in, and we can see straight through this van. He gets in there, and he hits the starter, and of course this long whistle goes off, and he kind of tensed up, and then went bang, and he went like that, and you could see. And then he hops out, and of course there's a little bit of smoke curling out of the engine compartment, and it's all we can do. And he sits there like this, like the French army at the border. So then he goes and he opens up the gas cap and looks in the gas tank. It just about fell apart, because it's the last thing I would do is smoke coming out. Then he goes around, opens the engine compartment, and sure enough, we had a little note in there, April Fool, and he looks this way, and he looks that way, and of course and we were right behind him. So he takes all this stuff and stuffs it in his pocket and goes in and gets in the car, drives off on two cylinders, because he got to the bottom of the hill, I understand. He finally realized he had to hook up his spark plug leads again. I just feel awful about that. the older I get, the worse I feel about it, Al. Anyway.